Thanks for tuning into the Canadian Beacon Podcast, Canadian events for the regular people.
How you doing?
Good.
Okay, guys. Welcome to the Canadian Beacon Podcast on another lively Wednesday night in the year of our Lord, 24th of May, 2023. Tonight's guests are Todd, Brian, Paul, and myself, Craig. And should have a really good show tonight. We have lots to discuss. I still can't get over the G7. Trudeau is again making himself the fool of the nation. But do you see the stance he took when he was getting his photo op with the South Korean president?
Yeah.
What a tool.
What's that all about, eh? What a tool. Trying to make himself look shorter, right? Yeah, and that really went over well, right?
Yeah. I would say most guys that stand like that when they're really sweaty and their balls are sticking to their legs.
Yeah, yeah.
hence called bat wings. But since he's got
the bat wing,
probably wasn't that.
Yeah, I'm going to guess. But it's because he can tell when he sits down, he crosses his legs like only a woman can.
Yeah, yeah. When he was lecturing the Italian prime minister.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. What a useless tit. She's quite the feisty. She's a very family-orientated, based prime minister. Like, everything for the family. None of this LGBTQ art stuff.
How dare they elect an
keeping
alt-right.
Things simple, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he thought that, again, was his moment to shine. He just bounces from one gaffe and disaster to another.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you're a hypocrite. You can't keep your story straight.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's just, oh. Just the lowest of the low.
And, he's a drunk politician.
You know who's a bigger piece of shit than Trudeau?
Christian Freeland.
Oh.
Well, yeah, that and Jagmeet Singh.
Oh, yeah, for supporting him, right?
Yeah, he should be. I let it rip. I told him to fuck right off on Twitter. I don't care if the CSIS shows up at my door. He's a goddamn
supporter
traitor.
Of a active terrorist group.
Yeah.
Like, that's not even a joke. Like, this guy supports an active terrorist group.
Yeah.
Well, he's also banned from going into the United States and into India.
Right?
Yeah, and 10 other countries as well.
Like, let's vote for a terrorist supporter.
This is something very interesting I just learned. This came out as a result of the current election that's occurring in Alberta, is that, do you know the NDP parties, the provincial parties, are all subservient to the federal NDP party and cannot and take their marching orders from the federal party, and they're not allowed to deviate from the plan from the federal NDPs?
I just kind of assume that's how communists work, yeah.
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 Exactly.
Marching order.
Exactly.
They so love the top-down stuff.
Yeah, this came out when during some of the debates and some of the policies that the provincial NDP in Alberta are proposing, and why when they were in power last, they ran the oil-rich and energy-rich and mineral-rich Alberta into a high deficit, and it basically ran into the ground and were anti-oil, anti-everything.
Yeah.
And that they were taking their marching orders directly from Jagmeet.
Yeah, I like how every time these guys get in power, whether it be provincially or I don't think they've been in federally, have they? Not in my lifetime.
No, not in mine either. Thank God.
But I like how every time they're in power, they just run their province into the ground and completely destroy it. And people sit there and go, "I'm going to vote for them again."
Yeah.
Yep. Well, yeah, it's no different than the liberals out down east.
Yeah.
Yeah. What have they done except for keep giving them EI?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got a real kick out of their when they were in government. They especially during the scamdemic where they had that hippo for a health minister.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. And she was there. That was an interesting story because she was going to ban anybody unvaccinated from going into any grocery stores.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and what happened? Risk. Yeah. What happened was the RCMP and CSIS came to her and said, "We cannot protect you if you go ahead with this policy. You are going to be a target."
Well, I think she would, especially if she put antlers on her.
Yeah, really. And then she backed down from that policy that she was going to do it just carte blanche until she literally got told by the RCMP and CSIS that if she did, she'll likely to get murdered.
She should be banned from a grocery store.
Yeah.
That's a shop on the outer aisles.
Yeah, you're essentially telling everybody in society who's unvaccinated that you don't deserve to live.
Yep.
You don't get
and
to
when
eat,
you do that,
you don't get to do anything. You get to sit in your house and starve to death.
That's right. So if they're going to do that, they might as well make it worthwhile.
Yeah, I mean, what's a gun on the black market cost? You take $100, you probably get something that'll shoot.
Yep.
Well, and that's what we talked about in an earlier podcast, right? When you have nothing left to lose, you have nothing left to lose.
Right?
That's right.
So that's the most dangerous person on the face of the earth.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd say second most dangerous. The most dangerous person is someone who's had their family fucked with.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true, too. Yep.
Yeah, they just keep pushing. Like, you know, I imagine you're going to get to that subject of the non-inquiry.
The non-inquiry, yes. Well, the Chinese non-inquiry.
Yeah. Like, yeah. just how far are these people going to go?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, well, apparently we've demonstrated that as long as you're in power, everything's on the table, fair game. Nothing's going to happen. You're bulletproof.
Because they'll just make everything legal.
Yeah.
Well, Paul Olivier today, he was going on about it. And I just said, you know what? You got to walk over to the Governor General's office and demand that he dissolve Parliament.
Yeah.
Poilievre, however you say his name. You want to go over some things he supports?
Yeah.
Pandemic treaty, supported. Agenda 2030, he supports it. Sustainable development goals, he supports it. Mass migration, he supports it. 15-minute cities, he supports it. Paris Accord, he supports it. Ukraine, he's a huge pusher of Ukraine.
Yep.
Gender agenda, yes, he supports it as well. He's not a conservative.
No.
Like these are all things we are fighting against, like should be actively resisting, and he's pushing all of it.
Well, it comes down in the federal government is if you really want an alternative voice, your only choice is Maxime Bernier.
Yeah.
It really is.
And
is Pierre is you're just picking, you're just delaying the inevitable. You're putting, kicking down the can 6 months down the road from what Trudeau would enact. That's all you're doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same shit, different color tie.
Yeah.
Maxime talks a game, good game, but there are some, you know, he's got a pretty patchy history, and right now he's a one-man show. There seems to be a lot of top-down stuff going on in the PPC. They just can't seem to get organized.
But Todd, I would still vote for that, even though Pierre Poilievre has it together. Do you still want him?
No.
All you've got is Liberal Blue.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree. I'm just saying that. I mean, that's where my vote's going, but it's just I don't have a lot of faith. I was thinking too is that if you really did want to do something, you get together an independent coalition of 338 candidates and agree on 5 things.
Yeah.
You know, balancing the budget. You know,
Charter of Rights and Freedoms.
Yeah, like
basic stuff.
You know, being able to defend yourself, commit to, you know, criminal
away from central digital banking currency.
Get people, because you know, if you did that, they would carry a certain amount of weight.
Yeah,
and the other parties would have to kind of court them. If you became a significant block, like the Bloc Québécois.
This country hasn't suffered enough to vote for any meaningful third party yet, though.
No, I agree with that. Agree with that. Like, it's just not going to – people have to experience more pain. We got to be led by these jackasses. Like, there's a – you know, the podcast I listen to, the Derek Rance and Raging Dissident, you know, they always make that comment, get the libs out, right? Where, you know, you're going to change to Paul Uvier, which, like you say, isn't much different than the liberals. But one of the commentators on there is called Ferryman. I think his name's Alex. I forget his last name. Vreeland or something like. Yeah, Alex Vreeland, I think. And his point is that he wants the PCs to win this next election, because then you'll see that there's nothing's really going to change.
Yeah.
And then, like you say, the third party's going to come to the fore, because people will just be that much impatient about change happening.
Yeah.
I hope that's how it plays out. Honestly, I do. But I can also see it playing out as that acting like a pressure release valve and people going, oh, we got my guys in. I don't need to pay attention anymore.
Yeah,
that's possible too. But I think external events are causing these politicians to have to react more. You know, Ukraine's blowing up in their face. You know, we're heading into a recession. The fiat currency system is getting ready to crumble.
Even a small group of people at the convoy joking about how our politicians are retarded made it into the political discussion. Diagolon, the big threat. Oh my god, Diagolon, a well-funded regulated militia with a steel resolve. Oh my god.
Well, you know what? I've listened to a podcast. I don't know if you guys heard him. His name is Patrick Bet David on Value Entertainment. And they were discussing about down in San Francisco, they're wanting to give every black person $250,000 or $97,000 every year for the next 250 years of their life. And they want to give them a one-time $5 million payout. And they can buy million-dollar homes for $1. And the funny thing is, California never had the slavery rule. So they're given something that they were never a part of or never had to retract from.
Yeah.
And in the discussion in that podcast, they had an anarchist on there. And the anarchist says, that's great. I'm all for that. I would love to see California crumble and kind of like just have a massive earthquake and just go and just crumble right into the Pacific. And Patrick Bet David is a smart financial guy. And he's like, no, you don't want to go see that. And then he changed his mind 10 minutes later. He's like, you know what? Yeah, I actually want to see how that experiment would go. Animals give them enough rope to hang themselves. So you could be hoping for all of this. But at the same time, too, you could just be like, well, let's just re-vote the liberals back in and give the masses what they want.
Yes, the accelerationist attitude.
Also
good, because it's going to show people where they're actually heading, and it's just going to push it that much faster and that much further, and people are going to start suffering that much quicker, and they're going to realize we fucked up.
So I'm kind of split. I don't know. I almost want to vote liberal, but I know I just want to see it happen. I want to just like vote liberal and bring a can of kerosene with me. I just feel like, well, you guys win, boys. There you go.
You know, it's almost like they deserve to be holding the can. when it all blows up.
Yes. Yeah.
Because they'll right away, most idiots in the media and people on the left will say, oh, you know, it's the conservative policies this, the conservative policies that, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And the liberals will skate.
But even if the liberals win the next election, you know Stephen Harper is going to get blamed for it.
Yeah. Yeah, what a joke. What a joke. I can't see anybody that will admit to voting liberal again.
Yeah.
Public servants.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you have a red sign on your front lawn, I know you work for the government.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
it.
Much.
Or you go to university or college.
Or you're a union stooge.
Or you're gay.
Yeah.
Or you're LGBT or whatever.
No,
I don't know. Remember, what's his name? Dave. Oh, God, I keep forgetting his name. But he's a conservative podcaster in the States. And he used to be, I think, involved in the Young Turks, and he was quite left wing. I think it's Dave Rubin.
Okay,
He's gay.
Yeah.
And oh, yes. Yep. Yeah, okay.
He said he had an easier time coming out as gay than he did coming out as a conservative.
It's true. Yeah, that's so bad.
Yeah. Yep. And I've heard of that reading. A lot of gay people are like, if they admit that they're concerned, and a lot are, man, they just have one aspect of their lifestyle, whereas they believe in all sorts of mostly conservative fiscal and social policies. And, you know, they get a rougher time about that.
Yeah.
That's funny. So, yeah. A couple other things. I think we discussed it a little bit last week. Was the $200,000 grant the liberals gave to the Chinese to build their police station in Montreal? We had that. That was
they got a federal grant.
Yep. To put a police station in Canada. That just makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So we had that, and what other?
I'm really
stupid
curious.
Things liberals did. What's
Are
that, Ryan?
Armed?
I don't know.
Do you think they're armed? I think they're armed.
They'd have to have like diplomatic immunity.
But they would.
To be armed. Yeah.
I think they carry around those stars.
Yeah, fly sure cons.
And staffs.
Yeah.
And
ramen noodles.
And they wear long robes, right?
Yes. And they fly through the air, you know, like kung fu movies. There's subtitles too when they talk.
Yeah,
always in a sequence.
Guy killed Mike.
Yeah,
brother.
Yeah, really.
Did you guys see a posting of? Do you guys know who Ben Bernanke's is?
Yes.
He is running for Toronto mayor.
Vote Chris Guy.
Oh, you know what? I don't know. I'm going to go with Ben Bernanke.
He's another comedian, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just absolutely love him. He just had an interview with Rebel News today, and he was saying that he is he doesn't know really why he wants to become mayor of Toronto, but he has reassurances from the Chinese embassy that he's a lock to win.
Yeah, he's pretty politically incorrect. He's a pretty funny guy.
Yeah, that's
he does an awesome imitation of Theresa Tam.
100%.
Does oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's the best.
But look at that Toronto mayor race too, right, guys? Like, how many like contestants on The Price is Right is now there? Is it like around 400?
I think it's definitely over 100.
Contestants?
Yeah, there's definitely over 100 people running for the mayor of Toronto right now.
Are you serious? I did not know that.
I think it was like a couple weeks ago. I think there was over 200.
Yeah.
And it's Chris Guy and Ben Bernanke's is two of them. I hope that they garnish most of the votes.
Oh, that would be hilarious if they did, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but what they've done is the puppet masters have thrown Olivia Chow into the ring and Mark Saunders, the former chief of police.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So
there's an idiot too. Yeah.
Very, very clever though.
Both of them are.
What they've done is they put in the darling widow of Jack Layton. And then the Law and Order candidate. So that's going to really make it tough for Chris Sky.
Yeah. Unless they can get them into a debate. Like Chris Sky comes up with a lot of good facts that, and the way he puts it forward, he believes in that philosophy. You repeat it loud enough and repeatedly, it becomes true. Right? And he's great for doing that. And he's a bit of a, I don't know, he's an interest. I'd say an interesting candidate, but that other guy, Ben Bernanke's. I think he would be a funnier candidate or mayor than Chris. But Chris.
Chris Guy.
Yeah.
Is the equivalent of throwing a hand grenade into politics.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
He's a Rob Ford without the drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe some steroids.
Steroids. Yeah, and teeth whitening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
What lightning?
Teeth whitening.
Yeah.
Teeth whitening. Oh, okay.
You ever seen his chiclets?
No.
There's some money there.
They've been threatened to be removed a lot of times by certain police officers in Peel Region, but.
I wouldn't want to get in a fist fight with Chris Guy.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, speaking of Peel Region, though. What's the deal with Ford allowing Peel Region to dissolve?
Did you and know, become you part that? Of Mississauga?
No. Mississauga was part of Peel Region.
Mm-hmm.
But now Ford has allowed the Peel Region to literally dissolve into the cities. And there's no more Peel Region.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope they do
this
in Niagara Region.
Actually, it's on the board too right now. They're seriously looking at it.
Good. Yeah. Niagara Region sucks balls.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened. That's what happened to Wentworth County.
It got absorbed by Hamilton.
Yeah. Yeah. I was driving into Hamilton today with my wife, and we were coming along 54. And we turned right on the Stony Creek Road.
Yeah.
And I go, what's going on all there? Well, they're putting in a massive subdivision just outside of York.
Really?
Like York, Ontario?
Yes.
Where about?
Right on the corner of 54 and Stony Creek Road.
Oh, I mean Blackheath.
No, it'd be way before Blackheath.
Way before Blackheath on 54.
Yeah, just when you turn on to Stony
along the Creek. River, right?
Yeah, and then just when you turn to get on to Stony Creek Road, that
takes you up to 56, right?
Yes, right at that corner at 54, massive subdivision.
Wow.
Yeah, didn't even hear about it.
Yeah, that's interesting. Is that going to be taken over for land? Disputes as well.
I hope so.
Yeah,
they'll get all the houses built and then take it.
That's right. Yeah, just wait for the houses all to be built.
Yeah, they don't usually do that.
No,
but you know, when you increase the population through immigration by 2.5% per year, this is what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it? In the last year we've gone up 1 million people in population.
Yeah, that's 2.5%. More than 2.5%.
And 100,000 of those were people born in Canada.
Yeah.
100,000 of those were people born in Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, One sec.
Dad, you're froze.
Yeah, we're all good here, Brian. But no, we don't just have you. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead again.
It was just you that froze.
Yeah. Okay. But what were you saying?
There was a million people. We went up by a million people in population in the last year, and 100,000 of those were born in Canada. Everybody else was an immigrant.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No good can come of that.
Yeah.
It's one thing to increase your population and have a policy of immigration from an economic point of view. This is what they're doing, is just opening the gates and letting people flood in, mm-hmm. in order to, and I mean, specifically a lot of the people who come from India and China bring a lot of money with them, right?
Yeah.
But the cultural displacement and space is going to cause friction.
Well, we're already seeing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, you're seeing street fights between different sects of Indians just in, like, Brampton.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like, this is happening on, like, Tuesday evenings. They're just getting together and protesting each other over some issue that's happening in India and then starting a street fight.
Yep.
Well, mm-hmm. you take a look at the issue in Niagara Falls right now. You have a whole bunch of Native Indians that are being displaced with the floods in Niagara Falls. And right now they're putting them down near the casino. And essentially they are getting into fights left and right. And they're putting them in Sin City and wondering why are they running rampant. Then on the other hand, you've got the Turks and the East Indians that are moving in, as I mentioned earlier, into the hotels in Niagara Falls. Yep. And they're getting paid $75 cash a day for food per person. And they're getting housed and lodged with internet, phone, indoor pool, all the laundry services, everything at their fingertips. And their court days are 2 years from now.
Yeah.
And they're getting these benefits that we're paying for.
Yeah.
And you know they're probably not even going to go to court. They're not going to show up. They're going to get absorbed somewhere in their own in their own community, or else they're just going to be fast-tracked into citizenship.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just waving through, yep. Yep. It's interesting. Back to our buddy Adolf Hitler, I mean Justin Trudeau. There's the report came out from that guy Johnson saying that there is no need for a public inquiry into the Chinese influence, the CCP influence over the politics in Canada. Now, that's pretty good coming from a guy that is a member of the Trudeau Foundation. He also represented Canada to China and brought in a number of awards from China were given to him prior to this whole episode. And he seems to be in the back pocket of China himself, as well as the fact that he's a ski buddy and vacation buddy with Justin. So we know it's an honest and above board investigation by all the factors that came out, right?
Yeah, the report's 100% legit. If you say otherwise, you're a bigot, Nazi, racist, white supremacist.
That's right.
That's me.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, we know it. We know it stinks. We know it stinks to high heaven, but the question is, like I put to Paul of Yay, is, and never mind bitching about it or tweeting about it, march over to the Governor General's office and demand.
And, out. Yeah.
And you know what? Go together with the Bloc, the Conservative Caucus, walk out, institute a national strike until the government resigns and the Governor General dissolves Parliament.
Yep. Show some balls, right? Yeah.
That's a pipe dream, though.
Yep. Oh, exactly. Yeah. Because back to Brian's point, that what's the difference, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're all keeping the grift going.
How much money did this report cost that we knew the outcome before it even started?
Yeah.
How much did we get fleeced?
Well, at least it's got to be over a few $10 million anyways. Yeah.
Like, why even bother having these inquiries in these reports? Because nothing happens. And the taxpayers are just on the loop and are on the hook.
Well, it gets better because this guy, Johnson, right? He, there are checks and balances. Like, there is a lawyer was hired to oversee the report that Johnson was putting together, except for the one small point is this lawyer that they hired is a long-term contributor to the Liberal Party and to the Trudeau Foundation.
Oh, yeah, it's just like...
But to go with that Johnson idea too, they formed him to form this committee to look at this inquiry, right? And wasn't it like 2 to 3 weeks later that the whole entire board of directors of the Trudeau Foundation resigned?
Resigned, that's right.
Over the Chinese Connection, which he was head of at one point?
Yeah.
There you go.
Exactly. That says it all, right?
Yeah. If you don't, lose your shit over this and just, start protesting, there's nothing's gonna, nothing, Chinese tanks driving down the main drag in Ottawa wouldn't even get people to do anything about it.
Yep, Red Dawn.
Yeah.
It's
be like Red Dawn, except they're welcomed into Canada, so a little different.
Yeah. It'd be like Red Dawn, except for there wouldn't be any opposition. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Chinese cookies and lanterns given.
Yeah.
Well,
not even that far fetched of an idea for them to just swap out the flags on Parliament Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they changed the passports. Next thing you know, they're going to change the flag again.
Passports. Yep.
There's got to be a page on there with chopsticks.
The song or actual chopsticks?
Yeah.
The song Chopsticks will be our new national anthem.
Yeah.
You gotta go find that and add it in later.
Yeah.
Well, getting back earlier to what you were talking about, the G20, right?
Yeah, G7, G20.
G7. Did you see Macron? He's now banned all, was it short trip flights in and out of France?
Yeah.
Really? Why is
that? If there's a rail link, it's banned.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to keep people imprisoned within the four...
The country.
The borders. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'm surprised he's still breathing.
I know. Those farmers, I thought they were going to take him out a couple of times.
They're getting aggressive.
Yeah. Same with the Dutch government.
Yeah.
Well, luckily the Dutch government, they got a majority of the farmers... party has taken over their government, other than their crazy head of the Dutch government, who's still issuing executive style orders which are extremely woke.
Well, but they're taking 3,000 farms away from these people. That's not going to probably stand over there.
No, especially when these farms go back to like centuries.
Yeah.
I saw the average size of a Dutch family is.
Is that a joke or
no? Just
7 feet question. Tall. 7 feet tall per person.
Yeah, like but how many people do you think are in the average Dutch family?
Six.
Oh,
six.
Probably
six more. Times 3,000. 18,000 people willing to kill your government like that overnight.
Yeah.
That's a solid force of people who could do some real damage.
Yeah.
Those are numbers you want to be playing with. The Dutch military is not that big.
No.
No,
not at all. Like, but they contribute more to NATO than Canada does.
That's not hard. I could contribute more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm waiting, and I'm not, of course, you have to qualify this statement that it'd be the worst thing in the world if something like that happened, because they would use it to become even more draconian.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And, like, you know, some of these leaders are just incompetent buffoons. And it would be the highest point of their career, the fact that they became a martyr. Because, you know, they would garner sympathy. And for them and their cause. So it's the worst thing in the world that could happen.
But you got to kind of wonder where Sirhan Sirhan is, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, they're out there.
Yeah, I'm just came to mind. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, look at the guy who drove into the Rideau cottage, right?
Yeah.
Or was it? No, was it?
It's probably a female. If it was a driver.
Yeah, it was Rideau cottage.
Yeah.
Well, then there was the guy who broke into the compound in Ottawa there where Trudeau normally stays with the rifle.
Yeah, the guy who was in the reserves, right?
Yeah.
From out west.
Yeah. Like that was a couple of years back now. Like people have been pissed off for a while now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The question is when these leaders, and if these leaders ever get booted out of their position, where does, like, for instance, Macron go? Where does Trudeau go?
Yeah.
Do they stay within their country borders?
Well, I think they're going to follow their ancestors' footsteps and head to Argentina.
Paraguay and Argentina?
Yep.
Trudeau's going to go to the home country, Cuba.
Yeah. I saw there's a video on YouTube talking about Trudeau, and somebody made a comment saying that his mom must be just horrified by his behavior. And I said, not only that, his dad Castro is not too happy about it either.
Turning in his grave. Yeah.
But what do you think about turning the attention to the U.S., looking at the debt ceiling down there?
Yeah, I think it's theater.
Or it's a good way to bring in the digital currency to crash the economy and to default on your loans.
Well, if they do
bring in the plan, right?
One world currency.
If they do that. Well, conversely, isn't the St. Petersburg economic get together going on right now, where there's about, I think, 85 countries getting together talking about doing a sort of digital currency backed by gold to bypass the American dollar in the SWIFT system?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't hear that.
Yeah, that's the elephant in the room right there. But it brings into your point, Paul, about the debt ceiling as well, is that I think there's a lot of panic in the States. They also issued satellite phones, I think, to most of the senators in the United States as well.
I think it was every senator, yeah.
Yeah. Why is that?
Why do you think?
Because they figure the cell system's going to go down?
Likely.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see that one clip of the X-Files from maybe about 5 years ago? What I'll do is I'll send it to you, Craig, and maybe you can post it up with a podcast.
Yeah.
And it predicts that the banking situation will probably happen on a Friday after banking hours. So you got the weekend to kind of lose things. And then what will happen is an EMP will be exploded to wipe out all of the generational wealth to bring in a new system, a new currency. And they talk about how COVID would be released and how they'd splice genes and alter the DNA patterns. This was 5 years predictive programming.
I invest in lead.
Yeah, the hard currency would be gold and lead.
Yeah.
Liquor, but it's funny, right? Like a few years back, you had Russia, you had China. They were going really hard and buying gold on the international markets. Also India.
Mm-hmm.
When they were kind of like banning the high amount of rupees being sold, right? Being produced.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, like 100 years in the future, if they look back at this, we tend to look at things, oh, this started because of Ukraine or, you know, Iran or something like that. But in reality, was this war created by the fight between two different financial systems? The globalist cabal trying to bring in their central digital currency, and then on the other side, the independent country, nationalistic countries trying to go back to a common currency and gold system.
Yeah.
And the war is actually dividing up. The sides that are dividing up are those sides. India, China, Russia, Brazil, and all these other smaller countries are sick of the American dollar hegemony.
Yeah. Yeah. And was Britain like a catalyst to break up the EU?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the EU has to fall apart in order to bring in globalism, right?
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you saw that because Britain was kind of holding them up, even though they didn't take really the EU. They were paying a fair share of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And now France has fallen apart. They were the second in control. And then you got Spain and everything. And then all the pig countries, right?
Portugal, yeah.
Italy, Greece, and Spain. They're falling. Yeah. They're falling apart with their crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you want to hear something on the lighter side? You know all the big forest fires that are occurring out west?
Yeah.
And there's a big one in Banff right now. And the big fire that's in Banff National Park was set by a woman in fire training exchange program.
Yep.
They're practicing setting a burn, a prescribed burn, and it went out of control. And now it's one of the major forest fires. And so, set by these Women in Fire Training Exchange Program.
Did you hear the backstory of that? Failed.
No, what was the backstory of that?
The backstory of that is the one fire department that is close to Banff is 100% made of men. And they said, let us come out just to be like a secondary protection, just in case you need us. They banned them from coming out. And this is, I've been saying this for a while. You take them out of the kitchen for making sandwiches, and this is what you get.
Oh, there's a broadside fired across the bow of
in the broad, good word with broad.
Yeah.
I like that meme where there's a woman in a hard hat and a man in a hard hat. And she's talking to him saying, positive, negative, male, female, what's the difference, right? And then the meme ends and you just show a massive fire.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go ahead.
Well, it's just, you know, the press is just actually like, smothering that one, smothering it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So some other interesting breaking news is the ethics commissioner has confirmed that the CBC lied about Danielle Smith and was assisting the NDP in their campaign against the Conservatives out in Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another good one.
So that backs up Elon Musk that the CBC is state funded.
Yeah, exactly.
69%.
Yep. They say the liberal federal liberals are doing their best to support the NDP out in Alberta as well, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they do everything the liberals want.
Yeah, exactly.
So they essentially have two parties running under one name, like two. Well, yeah. One party running under two different names.
Right? Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Their status.
Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, it's kind of interesting that. But getting back to that, I was really shocked about that thing about earlier about the NDP being under one thumb, right? If every province is controlled by Jagmeet Singh that has their NDP in power or close to it.
And that should make everyone never vote NDP ever again, because you don't ever vote your person in and they vote conscious or for the community that they represent, right?
And they don't. They vote according to the party line that as described by the federal NDP leader.
You know how we can fix this problem is that if you work for the federal government in a federal election, in a provincial election, your vote's derated by 50%.
Just don't give them a vote.
Yeah.
Call it a bias.
IQ test. Yeah. They'd fail.
Well, yeah. Obviously, that's why they work for the government.
Yeah.
Well, if they can suspend charter rights and freedoms for certain people, why can't we do it on the flip end?
Right?
Yeah.
On yeah.
Flip side.
Right? Where does it say that you have the right to vote?
It doesn't.
Exactly.
The question is that we all know that there's things that have to be changed, but there's no political path for them to be changed.
But how do you do that with liberal judges?
Well, there has to be, you know, a purge.
You've got liberal judges, liberal media, liberal government, liberal police. What do you do?
And then apathetic people that are making up your voting base.
Yeah. Or demoralized.
Yeah, I think a bit of both.
Yeah. Certainly I feel it some days. The fact is what's the point?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's frustrating, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's where the whole conundrum is, right? It's that evil thrives when good men do nothing.
Yeah.
You still got to do something, even though that in the whole ocean, it doesn't look like if you move one cup of water, it doesn't make a big difference. But if everyone moved a cup of water, maybe it does.
Yeah.
Well, I think like Thomas Sowell has a really good quote. I don't know it directly, but or word for word, but basically he was saying that the failure of the West is due to the fact that we have people in charge that pay no penalty for being wrong.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they escape. Who's been in jail? Who's ever going to be in jail? Like, it doesn't matter. You could put any political party right now, a big three in, or big four at the PQ or the party, no one's going to charge the other guy for any kind of scandal.
No.
It's going to be a blanketed pardon.
Yeah, they're colleagues. Ever they get to along. That. They go to lunch. That's... They hang out. Like, this is what they do. They're friends.
Yeah. You know, it reminds me of that cartoon where Wile E. Coyote is stalking that flock of sheep, and the sheepdog comes out, and they punch a clock, right, and come in and do their things where they're adversaries. But as soon as they punch out of the clock or walk out of Parliament, they're best of buddies, and they're hanging out, drinking together, and carrying on, right?
Yeah, I wish it was more like Taiwan. You see them in Parliament just beating the living shit out of
beating
each other.
Beating the crap out of each other, yeah. Yeah, that would be better, yeah.
Yeah.
Or another thing they should do is that anybody for appointing Supreme Court judges in Canada, I think every province should be given an opportunity to appoint a judge in that respect. You know what I mean? Or have a, like a, it, the judges appointed by the provinces, not by the federal government, for the Supreme Court. That might keep things a little bit more better, but then again, who knows, right? Depending on how
you still need term limits, though. You still need term limits.
Oh, yeah, right? Definitely have term limits. Like in the Supreme Court, should have term limits of maybe 8 years, just like the 2-term limits.
Yeah.
Things of that nature. Sure. Yeah, that would make sense.
How we don't have a federal term limit is astounding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we need to get rid of these professional politicians for sure.
Yeah, there's just it's prevalent in all levels of our society, at the universities, the media, the local politics. It's just absolutely infested with these woke left-wing people, because the actual things that they believe in become policy in the government, and it attracts them because that's how they get all their money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, funding all these woke pet projects in the welfare state. And you get a certain portion of them that are benefit from it. Well, they're going to continually to support these types of politicians.
Yeah.
Till there's nobody left to pay for it. Like Margaret Thatcher said, socialism's great till you run out of other people's money.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the other quote that I love that you said the other day there, Todd, was, the United States is going to protect Ukraine to the last Ukrainian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same kind of thing, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all good and well, it's everybody else's money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's the thing. How far do we go? Like, look at, housing in Canada. Where are these people going to go? The young people going to go? They're going to be heading to greener pastures, you know?
Well,
whether that be the States or, you know, out of maybe into the Americas, who knows?
But also, too, at the same time, too, getting back to the Ukraine thing, who cares about Ukraine?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if anyone's like listening to Ukrainian. No offense to you, but if you live in Canada, obviously you left Ukraine for a reason because it sucked. They're ranked 4 spots lower in honesty and integrity than Russia at the onset of the war. But according to the United Nations polling. But why do we care so much? They're not our neighbors. They have no, like, it's almost like Muhammad Ali. When he didn't want to fight the Viet Cong, he's like, my fight's not with them. They never called me the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right? Like, why do we have skin in the game in the Ukraine? Don't say NATO, because NATO's useless. We should just defund NATO.
Well,
if we want to defund the police departments, we should defund NATO first.
I don't know how Chrystia Freeland can say that she maintains any type of objectivity when, you know, she has an apartment over there. She's of Ukrainian descent. She, the other day, tweeted, marched her kids out in traditional Ukrainian garb and was going on about a Ukrainian holiday or festival or something like that.
That's right.
Is that and just it's like a brown canvas potato sack?
Something like that. Pretty much. Yeah.
Hey, pretty much. Not considering I really care less about Ukraine right now. I just want to bring something a question up. If you guys have heard about it seems to be that all the different cities, the woke cities anyway, across Canada are all trying to cancel Canada Day. Did you hear about this?
Yes.
Yeah, they've shut down a lot of celebrations and they've shut down a lot of fireworks displays and things like that so far.
For what purpose? Why are they doing this?
I'm seeing a lot of excuses, like lack of budget being a big one.
Yeah.
I pin it more on destroy nationalism.
Yep.
Yeah.
But lack of budget is an easy way for them to explain away. Oh, we can't afford fireworks. Yeah. We can't afford a parade. We can't afford blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
blah,
but
it could be the one, it could be the woke liberal agenda that Craig was talking about earlier. That maybe it's because these fire departments are hiring more women and they just don't trust them around fire.
Oh, you're just digging.
You're on a roll tonight, there, Paul.
I thought that's what you're leading us with that earlier story.
The mayor of Calgary is threatening anybody that does celebrate Canada Day with $100,000 fines.
Come out and charge me yourself, you suck. You stuck up little.
Yeah. And I see there's a headline here right now that Toronto had canceled Canada Day celebrations, have now backtracked and now are allowing Canada Day celebrations again.
Because they probably heard that a lot of feedback.
Yeah.
So as much as they may think like people don't care about Canada Day, like these people are so apathetic, we can just get away with this. There are a lot of people who still really do care about this. And by saying you're not allowed to celebrate this anymore, well, okay, I can't have fireworks. I'm going to burn your house down and watch that go up instead. That's going to be more exciting.
Your house burning is like, a lot better.
Well, like, I'm telling you right now,
going to happen?
I'm telling you right now, I'm spending $200 on fireworks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, well, these.
And it's not the government to allow you to do that.
Yeah,
by the way.
They don't have that jersey. You can't celebrate this. No, no, no. You don't get to say what I can or can't celebrate.
Right.
That's not on you to dictate. You have no authority there.
Exactly.
I think this is a real, you can chalk this one up to Yuri Bezmenov's idea of demoralization.
Yeah.
And, you know, Trudeau going on about the post-national state. It's funny that these cities are doing it, and these are all the ones that are also part of this strong cities network and
15 minute cities
and smart grid cities and all this other hocus pocus globalist BS.
But it could also be too, just it's a litmus test. What could we get away with?
Yeah.
What are they willing to take? What are they not going to stand up against?
Well, after COVID, I'm surprised they're not pushing harder.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
They got away with so much.
Yeah.
Hey, you see what's trending right now in on Twitter?
Nope.
Arrest Justin Trudeau.
Perfect. I'm down with that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I mean, it's not going to happen, but a national strike shut this country down until he resigns. And the Governor General dissolves Parliament.
Well, I think we just recruit Tucker Carlson and see if we can get it done.
Well, I'll tell you, you bring up a good point, Brian, that if Trump wins the election in 2024, we're going to have a much different relationship with the United States if Trudeau
is
still
in
power. It's
going to be a hostile relationship.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
He has a communist country living immediately north of him.
Yeah. He's definitely going to cause problems that way.
I hope so.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure.
I wonder if he would grant amnesty and immediate citizenship to anyone who would be interested to come into the States.
I think Trump would. In his last 4 years, I think he would absolutely do that.
And you know what? Who out of this four? I would.
I'd leave.
I wouldn't. I got too many dependents that are still here. And you know what? This is my country. He can fucking leave.
Didn't say I wasn't coming back.
Yeah. with a boatload of mortars, right?
Shh, don't tell CSIS.
Yeah.
It's legal to own a tank in the States, okay? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, one tank would take Canada.
Yeah,
they can't find a functioning Leopard 2. Of course it would.
Imagine if you had 10 tanks. I mean, the only could stop you is if you ran out of diesel.
Yeah, and he wouldn't because you just stopped all the Petro Canadas, right?
Yeah, it's really just you point the gun at the kiosk.
What are you going to do with a tank?
Here's a slap for global warming or whatever it is that for right in Trudeau's face. In a 12-hour period today, Mount Etna sent more CO2 into the atmosphere than all human activity since humans first crawled out of the swamp.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's just today, like, in 12 hours.
That's how it's always been. Like, we have, yep, such a minute effect on this. The fact that they're panicking and screeching, like, they've been screaming about this since, what, the 70s? Like, oh my God, 2000, the world's going to be underwater. Look at Al Gore's stupid movie there.
Yeah.
Well, then they, and before that, it was the Ice Age was coming, right?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And Paul? Yeah, we had an Ice Age was going to be here and wipe us out. And
yeah,
there was always doom and gloom, right?
Yeah. They always got to have their panic button, right? Like, be afraid of this. Don't look at what I'm doing now. Be afraid of this.
Crisis of the week, right?
Yeah.
I saw an interesting little blurb on Facebook my wife sent me about this guy talking about it's all relative how you look at temperature change globally. You know, and he used different periods showing that, yeah, between this time and this time, it was a warming period. Like when the Vikings settled in Greenland, well, it was a warming period.
Yeah, they could live there.
Yeah. If you look back to the time of Christ, there's actually been a 5-degree cooling period. You know, so, you know, yeah, the climate does change constantly. We're not the main factor in causing it.
And every year it's called seasons as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And definitely I look at, compared to when I was young, definite change in our winters, but
yeah,
you know.
So I also really like, this is just kind of a dumb joke, but they can't even tell me if it's going to rain tomorrow. How can they tell me that the world's going to be underwater in 5 years?
Yeah, and climate models, these climate models that they use to predict the change have literally thousands of variables. And I do regressions as part of my job. And if I have a one variable regression, it's tough to get a consistent relationship. When you introduce, every time you introduce a variable, the ability to have an R squared that's half decent is diminished significantly. So if you have trying to do a regression and prediction of a, you're basically predicting using predicting an equation. When you have thousands of variables, there's just no way you're going to have a equation you're going to be able to rely on. So they're basically full of shit.
Well, yeah, and you know, you look at the climate scientists. It's they have a consensus. There's no real clear science on it for their point of view saying about global warming, right? It's 97% agree because they get 100% of the funding.
Yeah,
the 3% are just shut out and not allowed to speak and given a platform.
Yeah, and that statistic that they say the 97% of X number of climate scientists, they're not all climate scientists. Most of them are
not a science guy.
Yeah, they're guys maybe that have their BSc in some sort of branch of science, but they're not climate scientists. A lot of them work for the government. They're, you know, are, so this idea that, you know, there's some sort of unanimity in the relationship between CO2 and the climate is bullshit.
Yeah. Did you guys ever see the interview of the guy who co-created the Weather Channel?
Yeah.
He just goes on there and just lambastes everybody and just educates them to, like, the teleprompt readers, journalists. Love it.
Yeah, like David Suzuki's a biologist.
He's not even a good one.
No, he's not. He smokes a lot of pot, too, I hear.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
His eyes always look a little fuzzy.
And he's a multimillionaire. And why would he buy, if he's so concerned...
And he has several houses and about 10 cars.
Yeah, and a lot of those houses are right on the ocean.
Yeah,
right.
Just like Obama, Mr. Climate Scientist himself buys
John Kerry.
Yeah, buys that big property at Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah,
yeah.
Have you seen the picture?
How big it is?
No, there's an old early picture, like I think it's black and white, maybe just. Yeah, I think it's black and white of Martha's Vineyard and the water level. And then there's a picture of the modern day with the water level.
Yeah.
It hasn't changed. Exact same.
It's the same picture that it was, what was it, in 1400s? It showed a picture of Plymouth Rock. And due to climate change, this is the sea level now. And it's the exact same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We would have people that argue that they say they moved Plymouth Rock, but
yeah, I've heard that. I've actually heard that.
Yeah.
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 Well, kind of funny. When you start the argument out and you start using the word global warming, you've lost me already.
Well, and they had to change it. They had to change it from global warming. Yeah, but they had to change it from global warming to climate change because. Then they realized that temperatures were dropping in certain areas, and they had to say, well, what's happening is it's the glaciers melting and cooling down the overall water temperature. Yeah.
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 Well, I prefer, if you're going to talk about warming, it'd be flat plane warming.
Yep. We've discussed a lot of interesting stuff. We kind of bounced all over the place, but it was kind of interesting. All these little facts and things that came out. Of course, we all got to give that slam into our glorious leader there, Adolf Hitler. I mean, Justin Trudeau.
Javol mein Trudeau.
Javol mein Obenstrom mein Führer. Yeah. So we have a lot of stuff covered. I think I'm going to call it a. This has been a good show. And thank you for listening to the Canadian Beacon podcast. We've had a lot of stuff, and there's some just as a final end. Thanks for listening, and
thanks for tuning in to the Canadian Beacon podcast. Please hit the like button and share the podcast with friends.